This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
A potato was pulled over on the highway.
This is not a joke.
Sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Katie, tell us the details of this 100% true story.
An 8,000 pound faux potato.
Oh my God.
It's on a big rig.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like Idaho Potatoes, the company. It's kind of like their Wienermobile. It is a marketing thing. So it's 8,000 pounds. It is 72 feet long.
Mm.
And it is 13 feet high.
Oh, my God.
And that big rig got pulled over for speeding.
Wow.
For speeding and for speeding in an area with too much weight on your truck. So this was in Monterey at the Firestone Grand Prix.
Oh, this is local.
Yeah.
Someone local.
Yeah. And I guess Idaho Potato sponsors a Grand Prix car. So it was there as sort of like dual marketing for and in support of their Idaho Potato car. The driver was speeding through the Fan Village. So
oh
like
my God.
In an area where people are like standing about.
Yeah.
Although when I tell you the name of the driver, it may not surprise you. The driver's name is Stingray Rob.
Stingray Rob?
Rob with two B's.
What's the last name? Stingray Rob. Well, he's in Monterey. He's just trying to make it back to the ocean. Wow.
I got to tell you, I don't think this is a terrible marketing technique. Not the speeding.
Not putting lives in danger.
But the big old potato.
The big old potato.
I want to see the big old potato.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Okay.
The wake-up call, I know. We give the impression that we are titans of industry. And don't spit coffee all over our brand new studio. She's laughing because it's true.
That's why I'm laughing.
We're number one in the demographic of our parents.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a shock. There's no marketing for this,
no,
for this show.
No, there is no advertising budget for this show.
We have zero money. Kevin works on cat food alone.
Yeah.
So, did have.
And dry cat food, not even wet.
No, dry cat food.
Yeah.
If we did have marketing money.
Okay.
What giant thing could we make that would drive around Sacramento that would market this show?
Gavin, that's a great idea.
Like a radio?
That like an alarm clock? But people don't really use alarm clocks anymore.
No.
You'd have to do like a...
What about a giant cup of coffee?
Okay.
You can even maybe fill it with like brown water.
Yeah.
And have people like swim inside of it and stuff like that.
And then people could like take pictures. It'd be very Instagrammable.
It's not enough though to have the giant cup of wake up call coffee that drives around Sacramento. It's not enough to have that though, just because that's not going to get us in the news. It has to, much like the Idaho, the 4-ton potato that got pulled over on the highway for speeding.
Yeah.
It has to break the law.
Okay.
Now, I would rather it be a victimless crime.
Well, of course.
I don't want, you know.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay.
We hire two people that are willing to have like a misdemeanor.
Okay.
So we're going to have to tap into the advertising budget even a little bit more. And we put them in a position to get caught making love in the cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. And that is illegal? That is illegal.
Well, sure. Public. Yeah.
Okay.
Public sex.
Okay. Public sex.
Yeah. And I mean, they could be like.
It's victimless.
Younger people with like hot bods.
Yes.
Or.
Old people with old bods.
Yeah.
I love that one more because that is.
That'll get people talking.
That's an attention getter.
Yeah. Ma and Pa Espresso is what they call it.
I love that. You know what? More victimless crime. Let's double down on it. They owe money on their taxes too. And they have 4 ounces of weed in Mississippi.
And is this going to drive around the country?
Sure, it's international. Because a lot of people don't know this, but we are syndicated.
That's not true.
Well, if you say it often enough,
it'll be true. Okay.
So
I'll tell you what, how do you want to get syndicated? Make two old people screw in a cup of coffee. And I've always said that.
You have always said that. I can't tell you how many marketing meetings we've had here where Katie, with tears in her eyes, has screamed,
Listen to me!
Why don't we have old people having sex in a giant cup of coffee? But you have to understand that during this meeting, everything that we just talked about has only happened in Katie's head.
We haven't given him the details. We like to Tarantino it. We give him the punchline and then fill him in with the details.
She has said nothing prior to that and then just stands straight up, cries and screams that, and then runs out of the room.
Right.
So maybe that's why we don't have a marketing budget. But yes, we are titans of industry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.